Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for holding. Is this Sergio?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I think that Edwin had transferred you to me. My name's Tina, and I don't know. I think you filled out the contact form on our website, and I wasn't sure if
yes.
you had an account with us, or were you gathering information about our services, or.
No, I wanted to check out the services you guys provide. My brother is with, he's with you guys.
Oh,
my
got
brother
it.
Has an
okay.
account. My brother, yeah, he's a landscape company.
What's his company called?
In Bonaterra.
Do you have the phone number of his business or something? Because I want to look it up.
Yeah. Give me 1 second. No, don't hang on me.
I won't. I'll wait for you. Take your time, Sergio.
Hello?
Hi, I'm
Hello?
Still here. Hi.
Yeah, sorry. I had an incoming call from a customer.
Oh, okay. I got it. No problem.
Yeah. So his phone number is
626-251-0735.
Okay.
0735, right?
Yeah.
626-251-0735. Okay, let's see. Bonaterra Landscaping. And he's in Azusa, right?
Yeah, that's my brother.
Okay, I found his account. Okay, perfect. And then tell me a little bit about your business. What type of business do you have?
Well, we're very similar, but mine is more in the arboriculture, so more like there's the tree trimming and landscaping area.
Okay. Do you do mostly tree trimming and tree services? What about tree removal?
Yeah, tree removal and
stump grinding.
Stump grinder.
Oh, good. Okay,
yeah.
Very good. So you must be a daredevil if you like to go up and remove those big trees, huh?
yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I bet. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And then how long have you owned your business, Sergio?
Okay, so this business is relatively new.
Okay.
It's been like a year old. But
oh,
I've
wow.
been in business for like 10 years.
Got it. So you have
this 10
years of industry expertise, but you're kind of new on your own for
yeah.
the year, right? Got it. Okay. That's good. I'll put that in the notes.
Yeah, I just become a corp. Yeah.
Okay.
So I just become a corp. But before that, it was still my business.
Okay. And then do you have anything set up for the business yet, like a Instagram or a Facebook or a website, anything like that?
I did an Instagram, and then I did the Google thing. They made me create an email for it. So when you do the Google thing, they make you do like the business thing for it.
Yes.
But it's not up there. I just did it, but it's not up
yet. It's not up yet.
I don't know
okay.
if it makes sense.
No, that does make sense because it's a process. So if you try to create the Google business and you want the email and you do all that, it doesn't just automatically publish. It takes some time, and a couple of steps to do it. So I understand exactly what you meant. And then where are you located, Sergio? Are you in the same area as your brother, like up in Azusa area? Or?
Yeah, Covina area, Azusa area.
Covina, Azusa, okay. And then how far do you like to go for a new client? Not the farthest that you've ever gone, of course, but just the average. Oh, Sergio, the phone cut out. I can't hear you. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there, you came back. Okay, yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, no, I said like 15, 20 miles at the most.
Okay. Yeah, that's smart because these days if you go farther than that, it's very expensive, you know, so you're smart to stay local, you know, especially.
Well, yeah, that's the goal. I just want to stay local. I just don't want to like, because right now I'm like everywhere, so I'm trying to get customers local.
Yes. Yeah, so. I definitely understand. So what I would recommend for your business, Sergio, is our platinum package. That's the one that is perfect for a business that's brand new for a year because it will give you the most dominant internet presence locally, get your phone ringing with new clients, and put you on the first page of Google and Bing. So what that package would do is we would program you into not only, like I said, the first page of Google and Bing, but also some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Yep. So a lot of people don't realize this, but that's a different search result altogether. So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhone, the Android, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay. Now, the reason I asked you about your business Instagram and Facebook, and it's okay if you don't have a Facebook yet because you already started the Instagram. But the reason I asked you is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works because the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for, and we'll make sure that if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for your company popping up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll have the ability to see which new clients came from Google, which new clients came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see what zip codes they came from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. Okay?
Okay. So,
since you're a brand new business and you're a referral from your brother, I can put you into the new in business rate pricing, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular rate. And it would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. And the setup fee also would be reduced to just $99. So it would be just $398 today because that setup fee would go on the first payment only. And then each month moving forward, it's just $299. And you will be grandfathered into that rate where it never goes up for you.
Okay. Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, and then what I can also do for you, since you don't have a website, is I can explain that to my director and get the website included for you at no additional cost, because I figure it is 2024 and you're going to need the site anyway, right? So, and your brother has a nice site with us too, so I'll get that included for you at no additional cost. And then as far as the actual package itself, I'll send you a confirmation email. Do you want me to use the one that you put on that form?
Which one is it?
Give me a second because my page is loading. It is SergioMedina93@gmail.com.
Okay, but this isn't like a spam, right?
No, this would just be for your confirmation email for the programming of this account. Okay. Make sense?
So it will be SergioMedina93@outlook.com.
At Outlook. Okay, perfect. Let me fix that.
Yeah. You know, it's for like spams and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, I have a couple of different email accounts too. I know what you mean. So some of them, if it's spam, I'll send it to the other one, you know. Now, would this would this be the primary phone number that you would like to have displayed for your business?
For now, yes.
Okay. Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
Just goes to this number.
Okay, excellent. And then what is the name of the business?
It's California Garden and Arbor Care.
California Garden, you said, and Arbor Care?
Yeah.
Okay.
Arbor Care.
Arbor Care. Okay, Gardner and Arbor Care. Do you want the and written out or the and symbol?
I'll say the end symbol.
That's what I think, too. I think that looks better. Okay.
Yeah.
I wrote out the and I'm like, I think it would look better with the symbol. That's why I thought I would ask you. Okay. Do you want the corp on there, or do you want to just leave it at this?
Well, it's actually an LLC.
Okay. So that's a preference. If you have an LLC and you want to display it, we can. But if you don't want it, we can leave it at California Gardener and Arbor Care. So what do you think?
Let's not display it. It's too long.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's funny that you realize that, because some people say, oh, I have an LLC and it has to be on there, and that's fine. It's a preference. We'll do it. But I always think if someone needs your service and they see you on the first page, they're going to be more concerned that you're local and credible and you can get the job done rather than if you have an Inc. or an LLC on there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So now, what is the business address, Sergio?
It's 329 East Gladstone Street, Sousa, California.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's what's it called? Office number 42.
Office number 42, okay.
And Azusa, California, 91902.
Okay. Is that a virtual address, or is that like a box number, or what type of address is
that? It's
like
a box. It's like a box number.
Let me just check. Because I want to just let you know that Google will reject an address if it's set up through like a PNB address, which is like a mailboxes, et cetera, or UPS store. But if you're a home-based business, we could use a residential address and they would hide it on the profile. But is this one of those like UPS stores or mailboxes, et cetera, or is it like a virtual box that you use for your business?
No, it's like a UPS kind of stuff like that.
That's what I thought. Okay, so then what is the – here, I'm going to put this on the side just so that we have it. And then what is the residential address, just in case we need it for the verification?
It's 18408.
Mm-hmm.
Covina Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Covina, California, 91722.
They still have that good place up there called Alpha and Omega with the good zucchini and pastrami sandwiches?
Yes.
Oh, I love that place.
It's just it's literally down the street from my house.
Oh my God. We came out here from Chicago when we first moved here back in 1987. And that was one of the first places that we found, like straight from the airport, because we had some friends in Covina that we were going to stay with. So we went to, you know, go visit them, and we thought, hey, before we go to their house, let's go eat. And we found that little Alpha and Omega place. So now every time we're in the area, we have to go. We're hooked on it.
Yeah. That's really good.
It's
yeah.
really good. What's your favorite thing to get there?
I usually just go for the zucchinis and the cheeseburger.
Yeah. Oh, those zucchinis are to die for. It's so good. Yeah, that's what I love too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'll have to try the cheeseburger next time. I don't think I ever have because I always go for the pastrami. So.
I mean, the pastrami is really good too.
It is really good. Yeah, I agree. 100. And that place, that must be kind of like a landmine there in Covina, because it's been there for how many years now, you know? I mean, over 30 years.
Yeah, it's definitely like the 70s. So.
Amazing. Yeah, that's very cool. So, okay, Sergio, so I have the account set up, and I got the authorization to put the website in here. Typically, they charge $400 extra for the site, but we're going to include that for you for free, so that won't cost you extra. So as far as getting this set up, did you want to use, like, a debit or a credit card? What works best?
My debit card.
Okay, and does it say your name on it, or does it say the business name, or both?
Right now, this is the one with the business. I lost it, so this one says my name. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Does it have a middle name or initial, or is it just Sergio Medina?
No, it just says Sergio Medina.
Okay, and then is the Covina Boulevard the billing address, or is it that other box address? It's the Covina. Okay.
No, it's the Covina.
Perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It's 4815.
Okay.
8800. 3486. 6410.
And expiration?
0628.
And the code?
672.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording. But go ahead.
Okay.
You have a question?
Well, mostly a request. Right now, like when we're on the web, can we mostly do the advertisement for tree stuff?
Absolutely.
I don't want to go for like landscaping and all that, because then I'm going to do like, what's that called? Over promise, under deliver.
Yeah, I see what you mean. So your specialty is tree service, and you want to focus on that. So
for the moment, yeah. If I see like, hey, you know, I'm not getting no business, let's start throwing other stuff in there, you know?
Okay. I understand that. And that's part of why I'm going to create an appointment later for my technician to call you, because they're going to go over your keywords, the services that you offer, your service area, and getting you set up. So I'm going to put in the notes that you want to focus on tree service, but they'll kind of fine-tune it when they call you and kind of go over some keywords just to make sure that we're all on the same page, you know? And then as far as the content for the site, do you want us to pull content off of the Instagram and put it up on the site, or do you have some fresh content that you would like to put on the site?
I really don't take that many pictures for, like, my jobs.
Okay.
So I gotta learn how to do that.
No problem. So what we'll do is we'll just run with it with what we have. You know, we'll look at the Instagram and maybe even use some stock photos initially. But remember, any revisions that you make down the road, they're all free of charge. So you could always call back if you get good at taking a before and after or something like that, and you want to put it up on your site. No problem. You could always get that over to us later, and we'll update and refresh the data for you, okay?
Okay.
So for now, I have to go through a 90-second voice verification recording, and what that will do, Sergio, is outline your service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. So this portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
California Gardens and Arbor Care.
Is it California Gardens and Arbor Care or Gardener and Arbor Care?
No, Gardens.
That's what I thought I heard. Okay, California Gardens and Arbor Care. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Sergio Medina, I'm the CEO.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 8th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the eighth day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then for our client interview, that will take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. I have a 2 o'clock open for today. If not, we're triply booked, so we would have to look into tomorrow. But would 2 o'clock work, you think?
Yeah, 2 o'clock is perfect for today.
Is it perfect? Okay, so what I'm going to do is grab that appointment, and then I'm booking out a whole hour from 2 to 3 o'clock Pacific, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 2:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, Sergio, because I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. If you would click on the link in that text, and that will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. And then there's two little boxes that you have to check. One will show that you're authorized. The second will show that you received text messages. And then you would plug your name in and hit Confirm Signature. Once you do that, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about that right now because that username and password is already in your welcome email, but that's your sign that it actually went through properly if you see that.
Okay, it did went through.
It went through. Okay, perfect. So you're good to go there. And then lastly, Sergio, you said that you started to create a Google Business profile, but it didn't get verified yet. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to send you...
I just created because...
Okay.
Because I'm going to send you the email I did for California Gardens, so that we can talk later or you need it now, because I don't know from the top of my head.
No. What I want you to do, and you don't have to do it right now, but I sent you an email that says, important, please add us to your Google Business profile. And what that means is you'll just go into the profile that you already created and you'll use the instructions in the email to add Local Splash as a manager. So that way we can get that Google profile verified and published for you. Okay? So the second email that you're going to get will say pictures needed for Google verification. So what that is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. Right? So
I got another email.
Oh, good. Okay. You might have gotten
another text message. Username and password.
Good. Okay, good. You got the username and password. I think you'll probably get two or three texts in a row just because you're a new client. It's going to give you some information. But in the email, I'll send you the one that says to add us to the Google Business Profile, also the one to send us pictures. So what I was saying about that second email, Sergio, is that Google will protect you as a small business for a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So they're going to want to know that you're a valid business in the area in order to publish you. So that email says, you know, to send in a business license or a business registration or a work vehicle with a California license plate or an invoice with your address on it. So I think there's about 7 different suggestions in that email. You don't have to send over all 7. Just send over whatever you can.
Okay.
And then that way we can get the listing verified quickly, okay? And then your brother has a call tracking number on his account. Do you prefer to have a call tracking number too?
What's that?
What that is we could purchase a brand new 626 area code, and when people call it, it will forward to your number. And the reason people like to have it on the Google campaign is, number one, to track the results that they're getting, but also it'll eliminate some spam callers. Because on our call tracking numbers, we put a press 1, press 2 greeting on it. So, for instance, you know, thank you for calling California Gardener and Arbor Care. If you're a new client, press 1. If you're an existing client, press 2. Both options will still forward over to you. But if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press 1 or 2. So those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the line.
Okay, and then one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use this number? So you can add that to this number or no?
We can use this number to forward the calls to, but we can't use this number as the call tracking number because it's already your number, right? So we would purchase a brand new 626 area code, but when people call it, it would forward over to you, 626-806-099.
But there's no way we can prevent the spams in this number, huh?
No, unless you want to just promote your number outright, because you don't have to have the call tracking number. I just noticed that your brother has it, so I thought just in case, you know, you wanted it, I wanted to offer it to you. But you don't have to decide on that right now either. We could launch the campaign and just start publishing your number. And down the road, if you ever want to add that, you could do that down the road. You don't have to do it right now.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, let's just do it down the road then. Okay, and then for now, you're all good to go, Sergio. So my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you ever call in and let's say you want to make an update or send more pictures or have a billing question, you can call in that toll-free number that you got on your text and just hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. But if you want to talk to me directly, you would just put in that 777 and it'll ring to my desk. And we're here from Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go. You're very welcome. I enjoyed talking to you. Welcome aboard and have a great rest of your week. And then my technician will be calling you around too, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're welcome, Sergio. Okay, bye-bye.